What do you make of that then? A 1-1 draw, you must be really disappointed not to have hung on.
Yeah, frustrated is probably the word, because I felt the players deserved to gain maximum points. I thought there was a marked improvement in our general performance, all aspects of it, the fitness levels, the work ethic, the work without the ball and the work with it. We were exciting, we created chances, and frustrated that we didn't end up taking 3 points, but lots of positives to take from the game.
A lot of people saying tonight that Jacob Murphy's goal really deserved to win it. You know, what a brilliant piece of skill to actually create the chance to win the free kick and then to deliver it over the wall like that was tremendous.
Yeah, I thought young Jacob was outstanding all afternoon, to be honest with you. His work with the ball. He's a young boy, and he'll have ups and downs, but I thought his general performance was terrific, and you rightly say that goal was worthy of winning any game, but unfortunately we couldn't hold on for those extra 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Bolton had a lot of possession, but I didn't think they really hurt you much in that second half. I don't think Joe Lewis had much to do in goal,
did he?
That
was the game plan, not to get caught there, because they've got some very good players in the attacking areas. Chung Young Lee and Mason, when he come on, Max Clayton, who they get into these pockets and they can hurt you. So we allowed them to have the ball at the back, and they didn't, as you say, they didn't cut us open many times. It was probably down to our little error that they've got the equalising goal. So that was frustrating.
Yeah, and you hit the woodwork in the first half. A terrific effort from Jacob Mellis, but I think probably sums up Blackpool's season a little bit. Not long after, he went off injured.
Yeah, blew off because he was playing really well, and he was a big player for us in the system we adopted. He played with energy, passed the ball well. He's an extremely talented young man. He's got to get back on track in terms of his career and his performances. No good having that talent and you don't deliver, but it's a blow that he's had to go off injured, because he'd started the game extremely well for us.
And considering you had a lot of players making their home debuts today, guys who, I know you've been working really hard on getting them fit during the international break, but they've not had much competitive football. We mentioned Chris Eagles, we'll come back to him in a second, but Jamie O'Hara, Tom Kennedy, who only completed his deal this morning. You know, all things considered, you must be really pleased with the way that the team gelled.
I thought the new players adapted brilliantly. Young Brian Lenehan grew into the game as well. We've got to remember he's inexperienced. But, you know, I'm delighted with what the players have given us today. But that's the minimum standard requirement now for next week at Rotherham. Yep. Hopefully we can go even further than that, because they'll be fitter again. We'll be working them again this week. There'll be more tactical work done. So that's the minimum requirement what they've given us today. And then if we can do that on a regular basis, we can hopefully start gaining some points, a combination of results.
Just a final one. I've got to ask you about the incident in the 37th minute when Joe Lewis came out of his goal. He seemed to clip Craig Davis, who was around him, but I mean, it seemed to be a very tight angle. Mm-hmm. What was your reading of that particular incident, Lee?
Yeah, foul. Yeah, and it's just whether the referee and his assistant deemed that Joe was the last man, and whether Craig was in control of the ball, I don't know. It was down to our own making. I'm not a fan of passing the ball back to your goalkeeper from the halfway line. I don't see the point in it. He's only going to kick it straight back down the other end, but he's 50 yards further back. So it's a big no-no for me anyway, that. And then obviously it put us under a bit of pressure. I couldn't have commented in terms of whether it was a yellow or a red. I wouldn't have been surprised if it had been a red. It's just what the interpretive of whether Joe was last man. And obviously there's a contentious decision regarding the Bolton equaliser as well, because I think it's Matt Mills who does the overhead kick. When he does the overhead kick, the Korean lad was actually offside.